Jennifer Anyayo is just like most teenagers. She loves to sing, dance, listen to music, and hang out with friends.
I like to dance. I like to sleep. I like books.
She loves TV, especially the American reality program, American Idol. But when some people see her face, they gasp in horror.
Hey.
7 years ago, at the age of 9, Jennifer was at home in Kitgum, Uganda, when rebels stormed her village and set fire to her hut. She was trapped inside. They told her not to come out. As she burned, she heard the soldiers laughing outside. While Jennifer tries to forget the memories of that day, the day her father was killed by rebels, the day her life changed forever, the memories live on in her scarred face, her missing hand. While doing peace work in Uganda, American reporter Carolyn Davis heard about Jennifer's plight and went to find her. Carolyn Davis wrote a series of news articles about her in the Philadelphia Inquirer newspaper. The public response was immediate. Donations from more than 700 people raised enough money to get Jennifer a flight to the U.S. Abitimo Odonkara is a native Ugandan who fled to America in the 1970s to escape violence at home. She has been acting as Jennifer's guardian since the girl arrived in January.
She didn't know how to write or read, and I thought, while she's waiting to hear what her fates are regarding, the accidents she had, she should be doing something.
And Jennifer's friends were doing something, finding a plastic surgeon and a hospital that would try to mitigate Jennifer's scarring for free. Dr. Craig Dufresne and Inova Hospital, just outside Washington, D.C., agreed to help.
We all try to show compassion towards our fellow man. And this is a young child caught in a situation of that she had no really hand in creating. And if there's something that I can do to soften her wounds or take away some of her scars, I will do.
Jennifer underwent her first surgery in January. Dr. Dufresne cut open her scalp and inserted saline balloons to expand the skin.
What that's going to allow me to do is to bring her hairline forward to where it should be. She's always going to have scars because of the extent of her burns, but what we're trying to do is to minimize those.
As Abitimo and Carolyn carry on like the worried mothers they have become, Jennifer says little. Jennifer was asked if she wanted the men who did this to be punished.
No.
She says that if someone does something bad to you, you should not do something bad to them. She is asked about that day.
I don't remember.
She is also asked what she wants to be when she grows up.
A lawyer.
A lawyer? Why?
I make a lot of money.
While Jennifer can be shy, there is no doubt she is a teenager. She says she likes to cook, but she doesn't like it when people tell her to cook. She says she likes to get up and do it herself, without someone telling her, do this or do that.
I think feeling sorry is like sympathizing with her situation, but not to, and trying to offer. She doesn't mind that, but she doesn't want people to think that she has limitations because of the, one hand and...
Recently, Jennifer moved in with a new family outside of Washington to be closer to the hospital. In a routine checkup, Dr. Dufresne examines her progress.
I'd like to be able to work on getting more scalp. I'd like to work on building up the bridge of her nose. I'd like to stretch more skin so we can work more of this cheek scar out. So we got a lot done. I think we can do a little bit more. We certainly helped her eyelids. We certainly helped her cheek and her facial areas. So we did quite a bit. So, are you happy? Yeah.
Jennifer seems happy. Dr. Dufresne is ready to perform more surgeries on Jennifer. to rebuild her nose and improve her facial scars. But first, the hospital must agree to pay. So Jennifer waits, her fate in their hands. If the hospital cannot pay for more operations, money from a fund set up by the Philadelphia Inquirer will go towards it. If any is left over, it will be used to support Jennifer and her family and to educate war-affected children in Uganda. Paige Kolick, VOA News.